This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo, my next guest in the studio, first hit our screens way back in the 80s, since he starred in first TV shows and films here and overseas. He starred in the theatre productions of Legally Blonde, Holding the Man in LA, and even a singer and announcer on Smooth FM. He's a double Logie Award winner, back home to star in the new production of The Sound of Music. Welcome to Joy, Mr. Cameron Daddo.
That is a lovely intro.
Researching you, you've done so much stuff over your career.
I think, as you know, with Australian actors, you have to have a crack at everything, pretty much, if you want to stay in work. You know, you've got to be well-rounded.
Diversified.
Yeah, and it's important to do that. And I've just been really fortunate that people have given me a shot, you know. Because I've always said, when people put their faith in me or they ask me to do something, and I'll say, I'll have a quick think about it, you know, or, you know, depending on the situation. And I'll say pretty much yes, you know, because the roads that I've been down and experienced through saying yes are amazing. You know, the opportunities that I've been afforded have been incredible. And everything feeds each other, you know, and sort of, you mentioned some of those musicals, and Big River was something that I did, a show that I did many, many years ago, or 20-odd years ago. And that was the first big musical that I did. And I was terrified, you know, but I still had a go at it. You know, I was like, I'm going to guts this out. And it ended up being one of the most enriching experiences of my life, you know. And it's fed, because of that, John Frost produced that, and Frosty's producing Sound of Music, you know. So we
have full circle.
Yeah, we sort of do these things. So it's, I'm very, you know, very blessed.
You come from a bit of a family of actors and presenters, because your brothers, Andrew and Lockie, are actors and presenters as well.
Yeah, I mean, mum and dad.
Andrew was in the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this year.
Indeed, yeah.
Would you do reality TV?
I've been approached to do Dancing with the Stars several
times.
You'd
be great doing that.
It doesn't interest me whatsoever. I love to dance, and I'll do that, but to be in that side of it, no, yeah. I have no interest in that. It's just, I don't know, it's like being judged, or, you know, putting yourself in that sort of situation. I feel maybe I would have done it as a 23-year-old or something. I feel at this stage of where I am in my life, no, it just doesn't light my fire, you know.
Back in the day, you were presenting Perfect Match. Are you the perfect matchmaker? Have you ever played matchmaker?
No, my wife does that.
Really?
She loves it. I mean, she's got girlfriends and things, and she's always trying to find, you know, single girlfriends, trying to find a dude for them. That was a great time. You know, again, 21 years old. When that came up, I was hosting my own kids show, afternoon kids show. I didn't want to leave that. I loved where I was, and I didn't really see myself hosting a game show. I was convinced by the executives at 10 to do it, you know, to audition for it. So I went for it, you know, I did the best I could do, and they gave me the job. So it was never a plan. But what sprang from that platform, that Perfect Match platform, I will always be forever grateful. Because you and I probably would not be sitting here talking now if I hadn't have done it.
Right.
You know?
And you moved to LA. You had wife and your kids, and off you went. And I guess for me, growing up in New Zealand, the big break when I discovered your career was, you know, say that, yeah, Models, Inc.
Models, Inc., yeah.
That was, of course, the Melrose Place spin-off.
Yeah.
It was a big success here. One season?
A couple of seasons.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, back, I mean, you were a bit of a pin-up. Let's face it. You know, you had the 90s hair going.
Yeah, the 90s hair.
Yeah.
The long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Fun times looking back.
Oh, yeah.
On that show.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, through the beauty.
Gorgeous co-stars.
Yeah, they were good. They were good people. And I'm still in touch with one of the guys on there, Brian Gaskell.
The blonde guy. The son of the Linda Gray's character.
There you go. You did watch it. So I'm in contact with him, and you know, he's a terrific guy. And again, you know, these great experiences that just enrich your our lives. And there are some things I could look back and go, oh no. You know, like when you talked about reality shows. I mean, I did do a circus show, Celebrity Circus, a number of years ago. And on that, I got to walk across a tightrope, you know, 100 feet in the air. Yeah, I was terrified, you know, but I did it. And I was so excited on a life level, not so much for an entertainment thing or a monetary thing. I just was so amazed that I could actually walk across a tightrope with someone on my shoulders, you know, as we did. It was a gas. So there's value to everything, you know.
Living in LA, you can of course come back and go back and forth, which you have done over the years. Mm. You've done Pack the Rafters a few years ago, local drama. So I mean, what's it like working in say the States on drama over there compared to Australia? Because we've got some amazing shows here in Australia.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Incredible crews, incredible actors.
Yeah, great actors, great crews. The writing is now really on fire. The writers are doing amazing stuff. No, the quality is fabulous. It's just the only difference is, for me, between action and cut in a movie or a TV show feels the same. It doesn't – that never changes, because it's still, you know, your intent on being in a scene and what are we trying to do in the scene, what are we saying, what did the writer want us to say – all those sort of components of a scene don't change between action and cut. It's on either side of that that is a little different for the most part. America, it's just, you know, if you're on a network TV show where they're pumping a lot of money in, there's just, you know, it's like 300 people around you.
They probably shoot a lot slower than we do.
Sometimes, I said, the crew, you might have 150 people around on the crew, you know, whereas in Australia, you might have, you know, might be 25. So it's a little more mobile in Australia, a little bit stressful sometimes. I love working on Australian drama because I'm not having to think about an American accent. It usually just feels very organic to me.
You talked about mobile before, because you travel overseas and you're based in LA and stuff, but you also do your smooth video show from all parts of the world. You can do it on your computer.
Well, that's it. That's the beauty of the internet now.
What's the radio show like?
I love it. Well, I'm on 7 nights a week.
Oh, really?
Seven nights a week, eight till 12.
And it's all live?
No, it's not. Well, sometimes it is. Depends. Yeah. It depends where I'm at. Yeah. You know, if when I'm in the country, you know, we do it when we can do it. And that's the beauty of the show, because it can stand alone. I'm linked. The star of my show, Mellow Music on Smooth FM, is the music.
Mm.
It's these great tunes. It's just a moment to kick back between 8 and midnight, you know, and I encourage that.
Are you getting a bit sick of Celine Dion and all those?
I don't play Celine Dion very much. Oh, she's on there. I do play it. I play, you know, Bonnie
Tyler.
That's like
if we stopped playing Kylie, we'd be crucified.
Right. Well, Celine Dion, I'm also into Bonnie Raitt. And I love playing new stuff like Coldplay or
Keith Urban.
Love Keith. All Keith Urban stuff. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because a few years ago, back in the day,
yeah,
he was doing BVs for you and guitar.
Well, he was. I mean,
guy called Keith Urban was on your record doing BVs and guitar.
That's right.
Looking back, crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what's he done with his life now?
Nothing.
What a brilliant guy. He came out from Nashville, crossed to LA with his band, and hung out with me for 2 weeks, and we made this great record, you know. And what a gift that was for me.
Yeah,
you'd have to ask Keith about how he felt about it, but for me, I was so chuffed. I have enormous respect for him.
My guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is Mr. Cameron Daddo. More with him next, chatting about his new role in The Sound of Music. You'll enjoy.
Hi, this is Cameron Daddo hanging out with Leo on the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
Friday Morning Show with Leo. My special guest in studio this morning is Mr. Cameron Daddo. Sound of Music, which is a new show that you come back home for, I guess, to do, alongside the gorgeous Amy LaPalma, who we had in earlier this morning. And you guys, you said on a TV interview that you're working on a new album, and Amy is going to be on the album with you. And a bit of a song.
Indeed. I wrote a song.
Can we reveal what song? What's the song about?
It's a love song between a couple. I wrote the song. I wrote most of the lyrics a while ago, and it was basically a waltz that I originally conceived it. It's called Only You Know, and it's this story about a couple that I think the guy's gone through some trouble, and the woman's basically saying, only I know who you are. I know who you are. I see the fears in you. I get it, you know. And then now I've been sitting in my shed at home, just tooling all the songs, just getting all the songs together. In my man cave. Actually, it's the kids painting. I shift all their watercolors out of the way, and the clay pots and everything, and I commandeered the couch and threw a bunch of, you can see it on my Instagram actually, pictures of that where you just see music and sheets of paper and guitars and harmonicas and computers and stuff are laid out on the floor around me. And so I've been reworking the songs, and it's funny because it was a waltz, and then I was just riffing away on my guitar, and I came up with this whole new feel for it, and I went straight to the studio where my guys are, and we put it down straight away, and we came up with a new chorus and a bit of a twist at the end. And I was like, man, you know what? I am going to send this to Amy. I think she'll sing the absolute, you know, out of it. And it's a true duet. It's an absolute 50-50 in terms of that. And anyway, so I got a girl to come and sing a scratch, and I sent the track off to Amy, and I said to her this morning, you know, hey, you're traveling? And she's like, she's ready to rock. So
fantastic.
Basically, I plan to have the EP on the merchandise stands
at
the Sound of Music, and Amy and I'll be on it singing Only You Know. And yeah, it's a really pretty song. It's about forgiveness within a couple. And I think it's, you know, it's a universal kind of theme.
I last saw you in 2013 in Legally Blonde.
Yep.
With Liz Jurek and Rob Mills. He was in here a few months ago, actually. He's a cheeky bugger, that one.
He is, right? I love Millsy. Brother, he's a brother really? He's a brother from another mother.
But in LA, you starred in Holding the Man.
I did,
which is LA production on stage.
Yeah.
The movie is out. Have you seen the movie?
Not yet.
The movie, the story is so powerful and so emotional.
Yep.
And the movie just amplifies that. It's a gorgeous story, and it must be great doing a show like that, doing a story.
It is a powerful show. Mm. We are actually looking to take it to New York.
Wow.
Larry Moss, who directed it, you know, Larry is an iconic acting coach. For the most part, that's how he's known, but he's actually a fierce director in theatre, and he has a great passion for theatre. And we were with the Australian Theatre Company in LA, very fortunate to have him come on. And it was just such an incredible experience doing that play, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about, you know, the relationship I have with my son, you know, and he's 14 years old, 15 years old, and just to allow, because I played the two fathers in that, you know, Guy Pearce and Anthony LaPaglia play them in the movie, and in the play, the actor plays both, you know, which is I think I played 11 different characters in that, in that play. So it's a huge challenge, but just an amazing experience. But Larry wants to take it to Broadway.
And would you be involved with it again?
They've asked me to, so I'm hoping they can hold off until Sound of Music is cooked.
Correct.
You know, till we're done with that, because I'll be honest, selfish. I want to do everything.
Let's talk Sound of Music. You're playing Captain Von Trapp. The movie I've seen bits and pieces of over the years, but never all the way through.
Ah, okay.
So this week I watched it all the way through. Long movie.
Yeah.
But just a really fantastic film, and the music and the scenery and the way it's shot and just the characters. I mean, how have you approached the research in Captain Von Trapp? How have you approached that sort of thing?
I was curious with the director, questioning him about how, because this is his maybe the third, fourth time he's directed a production, this production. And I said to him, what do you feel in your experience is the best way to get ready for this? Because we were months out, you know, we had a conversation. And he said, what I would like you to do is to delve into Captain Von Trapp prior to when this story picks up. So find out about, you know, and I was like,
him,
I was thinking, yeah, who he was and what he was. So that's, I mean, I was probably going to do that anyway, but just, you know, you want to get on board with the director. And straight away. And so what I've been doing is just delving into, you know, he wrote a book. Can't remember the title of it, but basically it's an account of him in the Austro-Hungarian Navy as a submarine captain in First World War.
Okay.
So I've been looking at that aspect of it, and it really does inform who Captain Von Trapp is at the beginning of this time before he meets Maria. And I mean, I've heard a lot of different people say, you know, the captain's so cold and he's mean and all those sort of things.
That's all he sort of knew, I guess.
Correct. That's what that's what he was doing in order to survive, in order to raise his children. He had to treat them like a submarine crew because he knew how to control that.
Right.
That was his experience. And as a man, and having lost the love of his life, and looking at these beautiful faces of these seven children who remind him of the loss, he shut down emotionally. And I mean, that's a theme, like when you said how big this movie is, it deals with themes that transcend generations and time. I mean, you know, just the fact that here's a man taking his family by the hand and taking them over hills to get out of a war. Are we reading the paper today? It's happening today. You know, so these
are still relevant, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's happening. We just got to pick up the paper. And also the idea of, you know, say for in Maria's situation, where Maria's coming into us, here's a broken family. You know, and the Countess, you know, there's this woman trying to find her way into these children's hearts, and she's quite a modern woman. I mean, and she can't do it. And then Maria comes in, and the children fall in love with her, and it's these are modern day situations that they're happening today.
It's such a great story, and your co-star Amy Le Palmer is fantastic. I saw the media call when she actually sang The Sound of Music, and she just nailed it. She's an amazing voice, great co-star. And, of course, Marina Pryor's in it, Lorraine Bailey, of course, from The Sutherlands, an iconic Australian production.
Yeah.
You're pretty well blessed in this amazing cast.
Yeah, it's incredible. Have all these children as well in there. So that really balances. Pardon me?
Three sets of kids.
Three sets of
each
kids.
Each
state. So you have that aspect, and you've got the grounded. I mean, look, we all have egos, but there's no place for those inflated egos on this. Everyone's just really about doing their job. Marina Pryor is hilarious. Lorraine Bailey is like this, like you say, she's this classic, iconic Australian I mean, she's still, I don't know how, and I don't know how old she is, but she's still working and doing plays with five-page monologues in them, and she still has as much passion and fire as she ever did, you know. So what a great example for me, you know, looking at that going, I can be my dad's age. I can be 75 years old and still be doing stuff. I'm thrilled about that.
The music in the show is just timeless. You do Edelweiss.
Yeah.
Which is your, I guess, big number in the show.
Yeah, I'm not sort of looking at it as my big number. To me, it is a very important part of the show because it's where Von Trapp stands up, because a lot of the show is about integrity and following one's, you know, innate feeling, you know, and he does. He follows it, and he stands up to the Germans, and just basically, you know, does the full pirate act and pulls out two pistols and sings Edelweiss right at you. You know, I'm sure if there were other words there, like, you know, however you want to say, but it's a very courageous act that he did in singing that song, because it was a big, you know, FU to the Nazis. Amazing courage.
This time your family's coming across.
Correct.
For the whole trip, is it going to be great? Now, you've got three kids. Any inklings of, Daddy, I want to be an actress, or Daddy, I want to be an actor?
My son said the other day, because they're just sort of coming, they're just now taking an interest in...
Your son's 14, he's got ideas what he wants to
sort of do. Yeah, he's an incredible pastry chef.
Really?
Yeah, he's
MasterChef, watch out.
Yeah, his chocolate creations are quite something. One of the guys, Australian chef, what's his name? He does
Andre
a Corona.
Zumba?
No, it's his name escapes me right now. We love live interviews. Anyway, he does the Cronut, and so River got a Breville. Breville gave him a deep fryer. He's got all the gear. We've got a deep fryer, so he's doing the. He's doing the donuts, but I forgot to mention to him, because he makes the croissants. He does great croissants.
God.
Yeah, no, he does horseshoe pastry. He does the eclairs with dark chocolate, so they're not too sweet.
14.
Yeah, 15. 15. So,
you need to get him working. You should make the stuff and go to the markets and sell it.
Yeah, no, that's what I think. I think he's excited. I was at the Australian Patisserie Academy, and I saw their schedule, and I actually took a picture of the window, which has the emblem on it, and I Instagrammed him, and I because he's River Dado Cakes. That's his Instagram, and I wrote this. I said, River Dado Cakes, this is in your future. Yeah. and it is, because you can go do week courses there and things like that. Cool. So when they're out here, when we're all together, because they'll be homeschooled while I'm doing this, and the Von Dados are on their way out.
Cam Dado, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You are welcome. Thanks for having
me. Great to have you in studio. Thanks. You enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.